You're listening to SBS News.
After a night of unrest in which dozens of protesters were injured, Peru's interim president Manuel Merino, who only became Peru's leader on Tuesday, announced that he was standing down.
Quiero hacer de conocimiento a todo el país.
I want to make it known to the entire nation that I present my irrevocable resignation as President of the Republic. I call for peace and unity of all Peruvians. My commitment is with Peru and I will do my greatest effort to be able to guarantee the constitutional succession that Congress determines. Peru deserves to move forward.
Manuel Merino, a little-known politician and rice farmer, was installed as president after a stunning vote by Congress to oust popular ex-president Martin Vizcarro. As head of Congress, Mr. Merino was officially next in line for the presidency when Mr. Vizcarro was removed following bribery allegations, which he denies. But protesters claim the move amounted to an illegal parliamentary coup and refused to recognize him.
The truth is that political instability is outrageous. That is what I think as a Peruvian. The people will continue to move forward with this. It will go on until this man resigns, until he presents his letter of resignation.
At least two people were killed in the protests and many more injured. Mr. Merino insists that he'd acted within the law when he was sworn into office as chief of state, despite the protesters' claims of a coup. This protester was delighted that he had stepped down.
Merino has resigned because his hands are stained with blood, with the blood of our children. The lawmakers have to pay, the 105 Congress members who are complicit in the deaths of our children.
Former President Martin Vizcarra has hit out at his political enemies following the resignation of Manuel Merino. He told media it was up to the country's constitutional court to determine the way forward, and he accused the opposition-led Congress of bringing crisis upon Peru.
Ha salido un dictador suelo de palacio. No se trata de cambiar por otro.
A dictator has left the presidential palace. It is not about changing one for another, who has more education, or who has greater empathy or sympathy, nor is it about what the population expects. What the international community expects is that the Constitutional Court defines the matter and we wait for the Constitutional Court to decide this. That is what we hope and all Peruvians are waiting to see what is decided today in Congress. But it can't be Congress, which has put us in this political crisis that has paralyzed Peru for 5 days, with deaths. They will give us a solution, which is selecting another person that they want.
Mr. Merino's resignation plunges Peru deeper into uncertainty and legal disarray as the country now wrestles with who will take his place. The shake-up comes as Peru, which is the world's second largest copper producer, battles the coronavirus pandemic and what's expected to be its worst economic contraction in a century. Alan Lee, SBS News.